ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A manhunt continues at this hour for a person of interest in the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Authorities are searching for Robert Card, who is a firearms trainer and has a military background. Sources say he also has a history of mental illness. At least 20 people are believed to be dead and dozens injured. According to the Gun Violence Archive, this is already the worst mass shooting of the year. The shooting across multiple locations, including a bowling alley where Riley Dumont was with her parents and 11-year-old daughter, describing the scary moments.
All I can, like, honestly remember is I just remember people sobbing and crying, and people around me were not screaming, but like whimpering.
She says her father, who is a retired officer, corralled their family into a corner. She was laying on top of her daughter, her mother laying on top of her. Schools in the area are closed Thursday because of the shooting. This is ABC News. The head of the United Nations clarifying some controversial remarks he made about the war between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Derek Dennis has more on those comments.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres standing by comments he made to the Security Council, saying the violence between Israel and Hamas, quote, didn't happen in a vacuum, while condemning the actions of Hamas.
I spoke of the grievances of the Palestinian people. And in doing so, I also clearly stated, and I quote, but the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas.
Israeli officials, including the country's ambassador to the UN, have called for Guterres to step down, saying he should have been more forceful in his support of Israel. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The World Health Organization says there is an urgent need for Hamas to provide signs of life, proof of medical care, and immediately release hostages. The U.S. House passed a resolution defending Israel and condemning Hamas. It passed in a 412-10 vote, 6 voted present. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media. News.
Craig Council has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers granted permission allowing Craig Council to meet with the Mets about their opening at manager. Now, the Mets have David Stearns now as the team president. The team owner, Steve Cohn, spent over $350 million this year in player salaries. Meanwhile, Brewer GM Matt Arnold asked if there's any timetable in the talks.
I really don't want to put a timetable on it for Craig out of respect to him and the opportunity he has here. You know, I want what's best for Craig, first and foremost, and I obviously want that to be here with the Brewers.
NBA, the Bucks open the season tonight against the 76ers. The tip-off time at 5-Serve Forum, 6:30. College football, the Badgers in Ohio State, Saturday night at 6:30. Sunday, it's the Packers looking to snap a 3-game losing streak at home when they host the Vikings quarterback Jordan Love.
No, it's definitely something that we're looking forward to this week, is just getting back at home, getting back in Lambeau, you know, having our crowd, you know, behind us.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Love. Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 52, east winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. 55, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good Thursday morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 6 minutes past 10 o'clock on this October 25th. Greg Bach is on the board, and 30 minutes from now, 34 minutes from now,
the countdown begins.
Mom Kristen will be checking in with us via StreamYard, and hopefully little Frankie Lou. We will get a look at her as well. What, she's 5 weeks now?
She is a month.
She's a month old.
She's a month
old. Today.
Today.
A month old today.
Oh, no. Month old tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Thursday. Tomorrow. Right. All right. Kristen's going to be joining us coming up at 10:34, so I hope you will stick around for that. In the second hour, this will make you laugh, Greg, but I'm very, very excited about this. We are going to talk to the man who broke the Wisconsin record for growing the largest pumpkin.
I think that's fantastic.
It is.
I like it.
It's wonderful. It's like 2,400 pounds. A 2,400-pound pumpkin. So Brian Matthewitz is going to be joining us at 11:33 to tell us how he got into that. How does one start? What do you have to sing to them to get them to weigh 2,400 pounds? I'm sure there are special things you have to do to get a pumpkin to grow that big. So we will find out more details coming up a little bit later on. Again, that is at 11:33. Just wanted to start out, though, with, we led with this yesterday. There was that shooting at a Germantown middle school on Monday evening. A few more details are known now. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. He came with out-of-state license plates on his car. He has no known connection to Germantown. He apparently took his car to a body shop, was acting erratically there, and then walked away over to the school where he was seen dismantling disabled parking signs.
Gee, I mean, okay.
Yeah. And according to the Department of Justice, he tried to get into the school doors. They were locked. He was seen again behaving erratically in the parking lot. A groundskeeper approached him, and he told him, get back or something might happen.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a big ratchet tool so he could take the signs off the posts. Again, this man was shot and killed after he fired at officers. No one else was hurt. No students were hurt. There were about 70 kids at the school at the time. Classes are back in session except for that particular middle school in Germantown. So that's what we know about that. And again, gratefully, no one else was hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you work in the healthcare industry, or do you have a family member who works in healthcare? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Really disturbing story out of CBS News. Healthcare workers are facing double the rate of workplace harassment compared to pre-pandemic times. They show that in 2022, 13.4% of healthcare workers say they'd been harassed at work. That's up from 6.4% in 2018. This harassment is defined as threats, bullying, verbal abuse, other actions from patients and coworkers that create a hostile work environment. We have such short memories.
Yeah.
Remember when, at the beginning of the pandemic, when we had refrigerated trucks for all the bodies because mortuaries could not accommodate them all? We had people in major cities going out on their balconies applauding our healthcare workers as their shifts ended. We had people out there with pots and pans celebrating the work that our healthcare workers were doing, trying to keep us alive during a global pandemic. And now we are abusing our healthcare workers.
I know this is going to sound really crass, but I'm not surprised. It feels that we do this. Like, I mean, even when we look at the pandemic, we were so together in the lockdown for like 2-3 weeks. And then people were like, I want my hair cut. Like, it just changes. We can't stay united on some things. But then we say like, oh, they're heroes. Well, if they're heroes, then why are we abusing them?
Yes, exactly. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you work in the healthcare field? Do you know someone who works in the healthcare field? Maybe you have left the healthcare field because you just can't deal with this anymore. We know there are staffing issues. We know that our hospitals are understaffed. Our nursing homes are understaffed. Gee, we're abusing the people who work at these places. Why would they be understaffed? You're telling me people don't want to get into the healthcare industry now? With that they have to deal with this? This is a widespread problem. Burnout in the healthcare industry, again, according to this article from CBS News. Even before the pandemic, burnout was a big problem. We have an unprecedented shortage of nurses. We actually, as a country, need more than 200,000 new registered nurses every year until 2030 in order to meet the demand for nurses. 844-967-2789. Karina is on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. I'm glad you're talking about it because it always existed. Okay, it's always existed because for some reason, people take medical staff as a service. Okay, this is not a service. It's actually a life-saving abilities those people have to help you. Now, after COVID and before, it's getting real for people to see what they never seen before. Healthcare workers are stretched thin.
Yeah.
What's happened? How I explain it to myself, because I have to, as administrator, come out on the floor and protect my workers from patients who's obnoxious and who's really not behaving appropriately. So, and all that is healthcare system. People are tired of this system. People are tired of huge money they pay, and they don't receive the services they received that 5-6 years ago.
Right.
And all of it as comes out into the face of a people who trying to line them up due to rules and regulations what pushed on us by CMS, and that pushed by all the commercial system. So we're talking about, for example, Medicare patients, right? They are getting less and less services. There's more rejections. And unfortunately, until people understand that going for insurance and paying for your insurance is not reasonable today, because insurance makes money on denying your benefit.
Absolutely.
So why would you go? Why would you go? Because look, everybody's saying, oh, I pay the premium, I pay the deductible, this is what it is. No, it is not. Because you pay the premium to insurance, it just covers up the administration, maybe. okay? So you pay the deductible, it goes to the doctor. What insurance can possibly save money for themselves and make money is to not allow you to do MRI versus X-ray. Not give you a correct medication with a brand name, but something else because it's going to cost cheaper. Everybody, the whole thing is talking like Biden right now, negotiating with the prices, and it's nice, but it is not nice for the industry because they cutting off reimbursement from pharmacists, not from the pharmaceutical companies. Again, we're talking about removing Medicare because it's getting to be bankrupt. Well, why wouldn't we remove high prices first?
You make some really good points, Karina. It's a mess. Our healthcare system is a mess. There's no question. I just am concerned, especially with statistics, like we need 200,000 nurses a year to enter the system in order to just fill all the gaps. Thank you for calling, Karina. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Text her from the 262. It seems like some respected professions, healthcare workers and teachers in particular, have been under assault since the pandemic began. It would be interesting to see the demographics of those who are harassing, particularly their voting habits.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know that there's any way to find that out.
No, but I mean, you can also figure out from their rhetoric what they're going to say to the people, to their faces and whatnot.
Especially if they don't want to get vaccinated. That's a pretty fair assumption. John from the Falls checking in on the text line. Good morning. My wife and I both work in the healthcare industry, and I can tell you that things have definitely gone downhill in the last 6 or 7 years. It's just another manifestation of the me first, screw you Trumpism that's been growing in this country. It didn't used to be like this. And it didn't used to be like this. Maybe the tensions and the frustrations, sure, they were there. But now we all feel like we have the right to just unload on whomever.
For whatever. Yep.
Right? Self-control, people.
I mean, that's not what we're being taught now anymore. We're being taught that you can say anything with very little consequence as well. That's the biggest thing, is that there's very little consequence for actions and for words. And that's, you know, yeah, I this show could be 5 hours. I wouldn't be done talking.
Well, if you want to check in, again, you can call and or text 844-967-2789. We are talking about the number of threats and harassment that people in our healthcare industry are facing, and it's gone up considerably since 2018. Love to hear from you if you work in healthcare, if you know someone who works in healthcare. Maybe you have left healthcare because of this. We want to hear from you. Stick around. We have a little break. We'll be right back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And you at 844-967-2789. Reminder to stick around. Kristen Bry will be joining us coming up around 10:33. And then we'll get another look at hopefully Frankie Lou is in a good mood today. And we can get a look at the baby as well. We've just been talking in this first segment. A new report out from CBS News talking about the increasing amount of harassment that our healthcare workers are experiencing. From 2018, it was 6.4% of those who said they had run into that, up to 13.4% in 2022. And we're taking your calls and your texts about your experiences with the healthcare industry, especially if you work in that industry or you have left that industry. Maybe you're considering going into the healthcare field. Bravo on you. 844-967-2789. Texture from the 715. I'm 50 and I will be quite ticked off if I don't get Medicare, Social Security, and all the benefits I've been paying into since I was 15, let alone my 17, 19, 21, 24, and 27-year-old children who are also paying out of their paychecks. Yeah. I don't know enough about how Social Security works to really get into what the solvency issues, the insolvency issues, but it does seem kind of important for all of us who have been paying into this system for decades and decades that we should be able to access those benefits. I really resent when they refer to Social Security as an entitlement, like that's a bad thing.
That's something that I don't know who is to blame for that, but the rebranding it as like an entitlement is as if I haven't been spending my entire life working.
Exactly.
It's sort of, you know, when I worked on the Obama election in 2008, they set up for us when you're done with the election, you're done working. And what they did was as the company we worked for, they set up our unemployment insurance. So to make sure that there was no problem.
Right.
And it took me like 3-4 months to finally do it because I was like, I don't want to do it. I feel like I don't want to take unemployment. I'm like, my mom goes, you've paid into this. This is your money. This was set up. Don't look at it as if you are some sort of like
low life.
You've paid into this. This is your money. And that's when I changed my mind on all these things. Like, no, yes, you're right. Like Social Security, I've been paying into that since I was 12.
Wow.
That's when I got my first job.
Wow.
So You better have my money, government. You better have my money.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about our healthcare system and the increasing harassment that our healthcare workers are facing. Texter from the 541, the population is increasing, so we need more nurses than last year anyway. Add in harassment, the lack of respect by patients and management. It's hard to keep people who are already in the profession. The nurses charged in Vanderbilt earlier this year had a sizable effect on the profession across the country, feeling like staff does not have the support of their management. That's got to be awful.
Yeah, because now it feels like those places are just being run like total businesses and corporations.
And they are.
I mean, they're not. Healthcare seems second, a byproduct of what they do. It's about the money they make for their shareholders. Because, and I brought this question up, and I don't think anyone's been able to. No, I think the answer's always been no, which is, is there such thing as a county hospital where you just, you know, like, I don't have insurance. You got to go to county. I need it. Like, no, they're all privately owned hospitals that are conglomerates, that are multi-billion dollar organizations.
And yet at the same time, because I was in a hospital in Milwaukee over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And yet there are plaques in the elevators that were donated because apparently these major hospitals can't afford to pay for their own elevators. I don't understand
that. I'll never understand it. And that sort of behavior and that sort of the paperwork and all the it I am one of the millions of Americans who just doesn't go to the doctor because I don't want to deal with all of the paperwork and money. Because like, I want to go and get a checkup. All right, cool. That's $1,200. I don't know. It just, I'm like, eh, I'll let my foot hurt.
Yeah. And that's not good.
Yeah. It's not at all. I admit that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Anti-harassment mentality from the 541. Like denying service to patients who are acting out like a Karen could help to put people back in their place. Again, I think you are setting up some of the healthcare workers then to really have people really go after them.
Yeah.
If they're going to have to be the ones who are policing people's behavior.
I mean, I've seen people lose their mind in a bagel shop. I can't imagine what they're going to do in a hospital.
Because the schmear wasn't schmeary enough?
Or they were out of the schmear.
They were out of the correct schmear.
And look, I learned my lesson. I won't act like that again. But I want...
Good. You've learned your lesson, Greg Bach.
Maybe.
That is not acceptable behavior.
No,
let's just all agree, my friends. We're adults. Can we... I don't know, behave like adults, behave better than our children behave so we can, I don't know, set an example for our children. It's just a thought.
It's for the children.
Oh, I know it's wacky, but I know we can do it.
Do you believe in us?
I believe in us, Greg Bach. I do.
I'm really loving this. I love this Jane Mountaineer we're getting right now. It's just inspiration.
Full of hope.
With a little bit of, I'm not sure.
A little cynicism just to balance things out. All right. Yeah. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up. Stick around for that. When we come back, the one, the only, the creator of this program, As Goes Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say the creator of Frankie.
Well, that too.
She is.
She is.
Nothing.
Along with Mike.
Yes.
Kristen Bry will be with us when we return. I hope you will stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. We are hearing from survivors of the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Police at this hour are still searching for person of interest, Robert Card. At least 20 people are believed to be dead, dozens injured. The shooting across multiple locations, including a bowling alley where young Zoe was grazed by a bullet in her leg.
I just never thought someone would walk in and then just start shooting and taking people's lives away. People have families, and they're young people who still have long lives ahead of them, and people shouldn't be coming in and doing that. That's not okay.
Zoe and her mom were barricaded in a room in that bowling alley. Schools in the area are closed Thursday, and residents have been told to shelter in place. Card is considered armed and dangerous and has a military background and is a firearms trainer. According to the Gun Violence Archive, this is already the worst mass shooting of this year. This is ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 300.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State wildlife officials unanimously approved a new wolf management plan for Wisconsin on Wednesday. The new plan does not include specific population goals for the entire state. Instead, the plan recommends a population of around 1,000 animals, but allows for more flexibility in certain areas of the state. While conservation groups applauded the new plan, farmers and hunters worry that the plan will allow too many wolves to prey on livestock and deer in northern Wisconsin. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Nate Wegehout. This is Civic Media News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. Here, you remember that, Match?
No.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 52. East winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 64. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, 55. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that, Match?
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm sure you never
How
met
you
anyone.
Been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself. Hey, Schmidt from Green Bay. And you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. And Oshkosh Air Support WIM, where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. And 101.101.
to As Goes Wisconsin, 10:34. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bride. Greg Buck is on the board, and Mom is here. Kristen Bride joining us. You can see her live on StreamYard. Watch the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm tired, but that's, you know, that's the standard these days.
She's a month tomorrow.
She's a month tomorrow.
Unreal. It is. Yeah, I find it unreal.
It's funny because she's certainly gotten bigger. She's over 8 pounds now.
Wow.
And, but she, you know, everyone who meets her for the first time still is like, oh my God, she's so itty bitty. And I'm like, God, you got heavier.
So she's gained back weight and she's putting on weight, which is good.
Oh yeah. I mean, she was born at 6 pounds, 13 ounces. And I would say last Friday, we saw a lactation consultant and she weighed her and she was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. So I think by her month appointment on Tuesday, she might be like 8 and a half.
That's great.
Maybe closer to 9. So she's certainly growing.
Does it feel like this is happening just as you're watching her? Like you can feel her, you can see her actually getting longer and a little more solid?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, she's certainly, I'm not joking when I said like, oh, she just feels like she's not heavy. Like I'm not that out of shape. but I can feel that she is like more solid than a month ago. And she's certainly like every day she's awake a little bit more than the week, like, and then the day before or the week before, for better or for worse, as far as, there's a fussier Frankie than there was the first, let's say, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's easier when they're unconscious, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but unfortunately, it's usually her dad who gets screaming Frankie. And I don't know if that's just because of time of day of when he is taking her, and if his mom just has the magical touch. I have to sit upstairs because I go to sleep earlier, and I let him do kind of like the last shift. And our house is lofted. And so where I'm sleeping, I can just hear her. And I'm like, last night I called out, I was like, you want help? And he goes, no. And I was like, okay.
I've got this.
You got to figure it out.
It's got to be so exciting. And you look terrific. I'm sure you're tired. You know, you're still up every couple hours to feed her, but you look great.
Oh, thanks.
You do.
I feel pretty good. I think I still maintain that we're really lucky. She slept for 4 hours in a row last night, which I think at 4 weeks is not unheard of, but I think fortunate.
Yeah.
And so hopefully she'll continue to be a good sleeper. But it's just more of, it goes back to, I think what I said the first week I was back, of just like the bored busyness of a day, where, especially because the last few days, Mike was out of the house. So I was just home alone with her all day. And it's like, I got nothing done. And yet all of a sudden I look up and it's 4 o'clock. And just the weirdness of what, like, how time is not real in how much time it takes to do everything with her.
Sure.
And when she's nursing or when she's sleeping on you, like, you can't really do anything else. So, like, the amount of Modern Family and social media I've consumed is probably an unhealthy amount.
There's no such thing as an unhealthy amount of Modern Family.
That's true. That show holds up.
Yeah.
I will say that. The only thing that's really interesting about that show, going back and watching it, is, and I think they did get critiques of this while the show was still on, but it started in 2009. Mm-hmm. I think it went to what, like 2016, 2017?
I think it was 11 seasons. It went for 11 seasons.
It was 11 seasons. Okay,
it went off the air in 2020 before the pandemic.
So what is so interesting to go back and look at now is, I think I'm not there yet in the seasons, but I think until Cam and Mitchell get married, they never kiss.
No.
And so there was, so like, even though like we were, you think about it, 2009, early 2010s, like things were clipping along as far as the, like, everyone's comfortability with gay people on TV. But while there's storylines with Claire and Phil of like their sex life, there's storylines with Gloria and Jay and their sex life, but like Cam and Mitchell, like, never kiss.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to like, just in 10 years, how now there's shows like on the revamp of Gossip Girl. There was like polyamorous, like everything, everything was very raunchy. And so it's like, oh, we've come away.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time. It was a more innocent time.
Absolutely.
Well, you had sent us an article, Kristen, that we're going to kick around now for the next half an hour. Apple Plus TV has canceled Jon Stewart's show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, which makes me very sad.
Makes me very sad, too.
But here's my question, because it makes me sad, too. But how many episodes of their two seasons did either of you watch on Apple TV?
All of them.
You did watch all of them.
I've watched every multiple times.
So I have not watched all of them. I have definitely enjoyed the clips of them, but it was one of those things where it's like, oh, I'll get to it. And I have not necessarily gone back and watched them, which is a large part of the article that we've pulled, is how many people were actually watching the show, despite all of us recognizing how unbelievably talented and important the work that Jon Stewart does.
But you make a really good point, Kristen. It was via clips. It was via clips that you'd see on Twitter when he was either interviewing someone about transgender healthcare or guns, or those are the clips that would go viral instead of people actually tuning in to watch the show. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but of the two seasons, I only watched two complete episodes.
Yeah. I think I probably watched six.
Well, the same thing happened with the HBO show Winning Time, which was about the Lakers, the Magic Johnson era Lakers. It just got canceled abruptly in its second season. And people were like, what's going on? And HBO was like, y'all weren't watching it. You were talking about how great it was, but you guys weren't watching it in the numbers that it needs to survive. And I'm wondering if shows like Last Week Tonight and Colbert and Jon Stewart, you know, do networks take into consideration hits on YouTube? Because, I mean, you go on YouTube, you can see the entire John Oliver, like, deep dive. Not the whole show, just the deep dive. And that's, like, 25 minutes long. So I'm wondering if they're like, well, this clip got 10 million views, so we want to keep this show on the air because people are watching the clips and we're making revenue off of the clips versus the actual TV show itself.
But I think that what's interesting is specifically with Apple, and I feel like we've talked about this before with, like, when Matt Miller's come on during the talking about the strikes, and now obviously WGA has come to an agreement. SAG is still working on their agreement. But in the model of Amazon and Apple specifically, whose main revenue as a company is not the content it produces, right? It's not even close as far as what these companies make their money on. Like, these are, like, doing movies and TV shows for Amazon and Apple is like
a hobby,
a playground, right? They're like, ah, sure, we'll do this.
We'll
but
do
like, but meanwhile,
on,
like,
let's put on a show.
Cloud services for Amazon and, like, hardware for Apple will always be their bread and butter.
Yeah.
And so specifically what the article says about Jon Stewart, which I think is, it's a bigger esoteric question, I think, for any of us as far as, like, who pays the bills, is one, there was the side that Jon Stewart's show, it was only getting marginal reviews, but what he wanted to make his next season about was China.
Yep.
And other stories he wanted to do a deep dive in was not in the monetary interest of Apple. And so they split ways.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, did they say how much, I can't remember if they say how much an episode or a season cost them to make? Because I can't imagine it's a lot. It's a small staff. It's that kind of show. Because Apple is worth $2.7 trillion.
Yeah.
So that show is a drop in a drop in a drop in a drop of a bucket. So
They didn't say how much the show cost to make. They did in the article do a hypothesis as far as, like, if this show were to get this many viewers and this many people to sign up for Apple TV Plus just to watch this show that's only on three-month seasons, they would make, I think it was somewhere around like $21 million, which that is a, like, 0.005% of what they make from their products, especially selling to and making products in China.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was interesting as far as the value I think so much of us put on people who are, like, to use a really cheesy term, like, truth seekers and, like, truth tellers, which I think Jon Stewart is, like, through and through, right? But, like, what platform is he allowed to do that on? Beyond, does he do, I mean, I hate to make the comparison, but does he pull, like, a Tucker Carlson and just do stuff online? Because that is where he can do whatever he wants. He just needs the budget to be able to get the people that he wants to interview, et cetera. Because, like, I hope this isn't the end of him doing stuff. It's just where, who can palate, like, who has the palate, like, the appetite to host what he's doing?
I think it has to be, like, honestly, a podcast network that just gives him the autonomy, because I can't think of...
No corporation is going to let him go forth and do anything that he wants to.
Because Disney owns so much in the realm of TV as far as streaming and network, and you got, Apple and Amazon. I think the only place he can go, which would be, wouldn't be as good, because he needs an audience in that room to react to the jokes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where else he could go. I mean,
if John Oliver wasn't already on HBO, HBO lets John Oliver do whatever he wants. Like, the amount that he roasts AT&T and, like, the parent company.
Business,
like,
daddy.
He literally does his carte blanche.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing what they let him get away with.
He's coming to town on Sunday.
Oh, John really? Oliver's going to be in town?
He was going to be here last month, but then his show got restarted, so they pushed it back a month, so this Sunday. So I'm like, I got to go to something, but I might kick out early to go see that show, because he is an important person for me, and I want to see him do stand up.
That's awesome.
I think he's going to be amazing.
Oh, he's so funny.
He and Jon Stewart, and as you said, Stephen Colbert, and all those guys are kind of male yous, Kristen. As far as
Jon
Stewart,
Jon
Stewart is totally the man version of Kristen Bride.
But as far as how you deliver information and how you try and break things down and make it chewable and digestible with, and also using humor, and it's just more, it's critically important, and it's even more important now than it's ever been.
Yeah, there's, I want to go listen to it. There's a new podcast from the Crooked Media family. John Favreau and Luke Mathers is actually the one who told me to go listen to this, but Greg, you'd probably appreciate this as well. But it's like an entire episode talking about how news has changed and how comedy has changed and how comedy has changed news. And I think it's Offline is the name of the show, and it's the most recent episode. And so I'm going to listen to that, and maybe we can talk about that next week.
That'll
but I think
be...
that, like, the blurriness is, and just like, the, I argue that this is still a good way to introduce and digest information, and it's also led to so much more opinion masquerading as news.
Yeah.
Versus, and like, are like the general population's decreasing ability to tell the difference between the two of, like, what is objective and what is subjective.
Yeah.
Well, another thing too, you bring that up, is I think it also has changed. Well, when people try to stand on stage and be funny, it is just spouting a few lines of opinion in a timbre that is trying to be funny when there's no joke there. You're just saying something you don't like. There's no joke, but you feel like, well, it's I'm topical, or I'm political, or I'm anti-woke, or I'm this or that. No, you're just not funny. And I gave Jane a clip, and I'm going to put it in the show notes. I want everyone to watch this we've talked about this before, about conservatives just never being able to nail it when it comes to political comedy. They always seem to miss the mark completely, for their own reasons, because they're just spouting opinions without reflection or without jokes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. I'm going to miss Jon Stewart. But I, like you said, Kristen, he's got to show up someplace else. I can't imagine.
Imagine he would.
Yeah.
The man retired and came back because he can't not. So.
We are going to come back. Kristen Bry is here checking in from home live on the StreamYard. Greg Bach is on the board. And I am filling in for the one and only Kristen Bry. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7, but the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Yeah! Woo!
Well, there is something going down, like the storm in the sky.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and Kristen is joining us from home on the StreamYard. You can watch us on YouTube, Twitter, and the other places.
YouTube.
Twitter, and Facebook. And Facebook, that one, yes. The Zucker one.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Jane. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And you can always comment as well on the stream. We see that. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. Been talking about Jon Stewart saying goodbye to Apple TV Plus. His show has been dropped. A texter from the 262 says, I think there's a real need for truly neutral avenues for people like Jon Stewart and anyone else in the media. I can't trust Elon or Zuckerberg or any of the behemoth media producers or hosts to not interfere with free speech.
When I think he truly, he just, no one is safe, right? Like, he just sees it so clearly through a nonpartisan lens and through, like, still just like the sanity of, like, what are we doing? I mean, it wasn't on his show, but it was when he was interviewing, what was her exact title? But someone from the Pentagon.
Oh, and it was about the audit.
And just annihilated her. Like, that was embarrassing for her to have that position and have a comedian just, like, pun intended, torpedo any argument you have of why it's justified to not have any idea how much money the Pentagon is spending.
Yeah, that they can't pass an audit year after year after year after year is remarkable. And he does it with such, even when you can tell he's a little ticked off, he still does it so gently.
Well, when he interviewed that the state leader from, I think it was Missouri, regarding guns, he's angry. He's swearing in his face. And he is getting very, very upset. But at the very end of it, he's like, thank you so much for meeting with me. Thank you for talking with me. I'm surprised that nobody in the course of that show just was like, you know what? Well, I'm done here, and I'm not going to get yelled at by the Daily Show guy.
Yeah,
it's amazing that these people agreed to talk to him.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you have to wonder what kind of vetting job their staffers did before they sent their elected representatives to sit down with Jon Stewart.
I still always think about that with Better Know a District. Yeah. And when congressmen, including Gwen Moore, fell prey to getting interviewed and just shown to be at least in the editing, who knows how much was editing and how much was things that were actually said, but just so many of these, it's like, this is who we send to DC. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. All right. Well, we're going to move on to a quick pop quiz for new mom, Kristen. See how well you have been dipping in and out of the news with what's going on. Can you tell us, Kristen Bry, who is the latest nominee for Republican Speaker of the House?
This changed overnight, right?
It changes by the hour.
Like, the day ended yesterday and was Emmer's. And then I think in my, like, 3 a.m. feeding, I saw that it is now someone else. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. So if I have multiple choice, maybe I'll be able to guess.
Mike Johnson. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a quiz.
He is from...
He's from Louisiana.
He's from Louisiana.
Okay.
He's from Louisiana. He is completely anti-abortion. He's very anti-gay. He was the author, I believe, of the amicus brief that they started in Texas to try and overturn the results of the 2020 election. So if there are people who are thinking that he is more moderate as a Republican, more moderate than Jim Jordan or Scalise or Emmer, he's not.
He calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme?
Yep.
I mean, he is...
Climate change is
a
hoax.
Is there like? Do people think he has the votes?
They're gonna go in at noon. So they're gonna start voting at noon, and at least right now it seems like he's got a fair amount of support. But again, if there are what are considered moderate Republicans, I don't know how you back this guy, because he certainly isn't going to get any support from Democrats.
No. No. God. All right.
All right.
What else you got for me?
All right. Next question. An off-duty airline pilot who was riding in an extra cockpit seat on a flight this week tried to do what? Was it A? Go ahead.
Didn't he try to turn off the engine?
Yes.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
And now he's charged with like 89 counts of like attempted manslaughter or something?
Yeah. He tried to cut the engines mid-flight. And then later told police he'd been struggling with depression. Joseph David Emerson, 44, facing 83 counts of attempted murder against Alaska Airlines pilots.
Oh, my gosh.
He entered not guilty pleas. Federal prosecutors have charged him with interfering with a flight crew that can carry up to 20 years in prison. He told police after his arrest he'd been struggling with depression, a friend had died recently, and that he'd taken magic mushrooms about 48 hours before trying to cut the engines. He also said he hadn't slept in more than 40 hours. Now, it's been a really, really, really long time since I've had any firsthand experience with psychedelic mushrooms.
We can change that, Jane.
Wow. You heard it first here,
Once
folks.
I stop nursing, you and I, we'll take a weekend.
There we go.
Oh, man, I want to come.
But from what I recall from those many, many, many years ago, the effect of psychedelic mushrooms does not last for 48 hours.
No, unless you just keep taking them.
Well, that's just it. If you're continually ingesting them over the course of 2 days, then yes. But if the last time he took them was 48 hours ago, that seems like kind of a lame excuse. And I have a feeling this is not going to work out well for him.
No, but the reason I knew that story was, again, in my endless doom scrolling, someone commented on the pictures that they used of him were all like family photos and how like wholesome he looked. And just another like media literacy point as far as what photos get used when people who are charged with crimes make the news.
Yeah.
And as like a white middle-aged guy, like he just looks
like
a family
somebody. Guy.
He looks like a sitcom dad.
Who does psychedelic mushrooms and tries to cut jet engines? But other than that, he's fine. It was so lovely to see you. Give Frankie a squeeze. Give Frankie a squeeze from me and from Greg.
Oh, you said that so with hesitation. She's like, I said, oh, I held the baby. She's like, whatever. Like,
fine. There's all this competition now for who gets more Frankie time,
from you.
So, yeah. Well, okay.
Well, we're here. I mean, anyone's welcome to come over. It's not like we're not doing that much.
All right. Kristen Bry will be back with us next Wednesday. Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
Stay with us. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app. I'm